Greetings to our community and church on this resurrection morning at sunrise. The year is 2020, and I am Pastor Mike Brubaker, welcoming the Abundant Life Church of Colchester, Fellowship Community Church of Marlborough, and Christian Life Chapel of Colchester, where I have the privilege of serving as their pastor. This morning, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the Lord's Day. Let us rejoice in it. And as an introduction, may I read with you the words of Peter in the first chapter of his epistle, where he shouts out this praise of our wonderful vision of the goodness and the mercy of God in our lives this day. As we look into very heaven itself on an unclouded morning of a day in which we see Jesus seated on the throne there interceding for us, where he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this, you, we greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, which is more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested itself by fire, that our faith may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you, my friends, this morning have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him. And this morning rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Together we want to celebrate and sense and see the presence of God literally among us. This morning, where there are no clouds, literally, as we look into heaven itself, everything that would have filtered our vision and our experience of experiencing the presence of God has now been removed, rolled back. And this morning we see the unfiltered glory of meeting our resurrected Christ. These words from the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and chapter 22, express not only what John sees, but we have the privilege of seeing ourselves this morning. He writes, "I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying, no more pain, for the former things have passed away. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of that tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed. But the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servant will worship him. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. And there will need be no light of the lamp or of a sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. I've seen some amazing sights in my lifetime. I'm sure you have too. But this morning I must express to you that my favorite sights are morning sunrises. Some of them that do have clouds are incredibly beautiful. But those mornings as the sun rises without clouds are even more stunning and brilliant. The vision we have here of Jesus himself seated on the throne from the book of the Revelation, the vision that he is the crucified and risen Messiah, our Savior, the Lion of Judah who is the Lamb. A whole new creation is bursting forth with new God things and God moments and God projects and God goals and God possibilities. These past few weeks of our unprecedented COVID-19 virus experience has filtered for all of us the very presence of God. There have been a lot of clouds of doubt, a worry, lots of clouds of unanswered prayers and growing needs. The clouds of the uproar of voices with contradicting remedies and experts and non-experts with no clear answers, living on projections and graphs. I have also had that heaviness in my own chest from fear, apart from the effects of a high pollen count. But this morning, on this glorious resurrection morning at sunrise, even though it's a disappointing day on the one hand that we cannot celebrate together on the Colchester Town Green as we have had for many years, even so, I hear you asking each other right now, if we could, the question of each other, how are you? How have you been? Is your family okay? All the while we've remained vulnerable to so many things, some of which we did not consider before, even ever in our lifetime. What is the experience of a pandemic? Now we know. We thought politics was bad. We were sure that our economy was the best. We were sure that we had everything we needed for the most part for life and ministry. We had it together, but forget that. We are now in a situation where we are not only humiliated, but in humble willingness, we're crying out to a holy God, needing him and wanting him and praying for his deliverance. And on this resurrection morning, we celebrate God's goodness and mercy in our lives and the deliverance that we are trusting him together, not only for our community and our nation and our world, but Lord, ultimately that your will would be done and we would see your good and your purpose and all the tragedy and heartache that we've been through. There is one thing that is absolutely sure, that we know and we worship God for this morning, and our experience of being apart, yet wanting to communicate and ask each other, how are you? How are you doing? And this is the fact that God is our refuge and strength. He is our very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way Though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at the swelling, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. But for us, for all of us, we hear these comforting words, be still. And know, God says, that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing? Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he, Lord Sabaoth, his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed his truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure. One little word shall fell him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, but God's truth abideth still, and his kingdom is forever. So we are here this morning, joined in listening to these words, confessing to the very fact that God is God and there is none other like him. But we praise God for his goodness to us, and that he is God and we are not. And we are confessing to each other, even when we ask each other, how are you? How are you doing? How's your family? We are acknowledging that we are weak. We are acknowledging that it took a microscopic virus reminder that God is God, and we are weak, and we need him in every way. We humble ourselves together this morning before the throne of God, acknowledging the gift of his grace and mercy upon us, because he is the one who came to live among us, to take on our weakness. And our greatest weakness is sin. And as a result of sin, the brokenness, the evil, the viruses of this world. And God, the Almighty One, chose to become strong. He is strong. He is the one who became weak so that we who are weak could be made strong. Surely, Isaiah 53 says, he, the Messiah, has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The answer to our question this morning, when we ask each other, how are you? How have you been? How's it going? For the believer is not virus related. You see, all the clouds of sickness and of sin have been removed. The answer to our question has everything to do with Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. He has died and was buried, and now today he lives again in the resurrection. It is no longer Friday. Sunday has come. Jesus is alive. The resurrection, as he has promised, has happened. See, hear the empty tomb. Death is defeated. Death no longer has a grip on us. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 1, we read this wonderful account. How beautiful is it that when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint the body of Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying one to another, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? And looking up, they saw that the stone already had been rolled back, and it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified? He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go instead, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. You see, the story of the Bible is a story of God reestablishing his presence among his people that was lost at creation through the fall, but provided for us through his incredible, amazing love. That God loved the world, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That there would be a restoration of God's presence among his people. And this morning we see that God has rolled back the clouds of sin and of viruses and of brokenness, and have removed the clouds so that that filtered presence of God among us has been removed. And now there is that unfiltered presence of God as the clouds have been rolled away. The Bible makes it clear that we can experience this unfiltered presence of God, what the Bible calls salvation from your sin. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own choosing. It is a gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one would boast. Romans 10, verses 8 and 9 and 13 says, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Have you opened your life to the vision of this glorious morning? You alone, standing before the resurrected Christ, being received into his kingdom, being given eternal life forever and ever. And for all of us who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, remember that on this day, this glorious resurrection morning, reminder that our life is hidden in Christ. Colossians 3:1, if then you have been raised with Christ, Seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are of this earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, so that when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So ultimately, the answer to our question that we ask of each other this morning, how are you? How have you been? Are you surviving? Has everything to do with the fact that I know, and you know, and we express to each other that the answer to that question of how are we doing, in Jesus' hands, we know that we will live. I know that I shall live, that I have life in Christ, that I will be with him, that he is mine and I am his. We now have this unfiltered vision of the presence of God when we face tomorrow, the Mondays. Whatever comes our way, everything from the mundane, perhaps, of getting a broken fingernail, to pandemics that seek to take down 184 countries and much of the world's population. You see, we have now this unfiltered vision of the presence of God. I know that I shall live. That's how I am. That's how we're doing. That's what life is like for me today. I have then with you this renewed commitment that comes from God's word that I will live the resurrected, unfiltered presence of God life in Christ today and every day as I wait for his return. So will you promise with me that this wonderful resurrection morning at sunrise, that we will not go back to those pre-pandemic days of comfort and ease, but that we will thrive with an attitude of God's abundant provision in all that he has called us to do, and even to go through, knowing that the testing of our faith will result in his glory and our good, and that God's purpose is in all of this, and that the outcome of all of this is the salvation of our souls. And that in Christ, we have all the resources we need in the resurrected Christ to move forward in godliness and of lives filled with hope. Hope in the person of Jesus Christ. That because he was raised, we too one day will be raised. So, perhaps 6 months from this morning, as we look back and celebrate the unfiltered presence of the glory of God in our resurrected Christ that we were drawn to on this resurrection Sunday morning at sunrise, the year 2020, we will know that the ultimate blessing has nothing to do with whether or not we met together on the Colchester Town Green. But it is everything to do with what we already have in meeting together when we hear that loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God will be with them as their God, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the former things have passed away. I know that I shall live. That's how I'm doing. That's how I'm surviving. That's how we're going to make it. And it is for this very moment a blessing that the Apostle Paul wrote for us in Ephesians chapter 3, this verse. He says, for this reason I pray, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all of the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And together we say now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work in us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen.